Welcome to the Menifee United Church of Christ podcast. Menifee UCC is a lively, loving, open, and affirming church. A church that follows Jesus' great commandments, love God, love others, love yourself. A church that welcomes everyone. A church that speaks truth to power. And a church that works for justice more than just us. Today's sermon was recorded on January 6th, 2019. Hearing God by special guest speaker Dwayne Donnelly.
So the second reading is actually going to be a story that's going to lead us into our sermon today, if you will. Once there was a man who dared God to speak. Burn the bush like you did for Moses, God, and I will follow. Collapse the walls like you did for Joshua, God, and I will fight. Still the waves like you did on Galilee, God, and I will listen. And so the man sat by a bush, near a wall, close to the sea, and waited for God to speak. And God heard the man, so God answered. He sent fire, not for a bush, but for a church. He brought down a wall, not of brick, but of sin. He stilled a storm, not of the sea, but of soul. And God waited for the man to respond, and he waited, and he waited, and waited. But because the man was looking at bushes, not hearts, bricks and not lives, seas and not souls, he decided that God had done nothing. Finally, he looked to God and asked, "Have you lost your power?" And God looked at him and said, "Have you lost your hearing?" I looked long and hard for the scripture that would get us into hearing God, right? So when Reverend Sarah asked me to stand up here today and be with you, I had two or three topics, right? And quickly narrowed it down to hearing God, you know, in the minuteness, right? How hard could that be? There's got to be a lot of literature out there. There's plenty of scripture, right? Little did I know, my first hit on hearing God in scripture had like over 3,000 hits. I started rubbing my temples, and I went round and round. A little scripture squirrel, as I like to call it, ran across my desk many times, trying to divert me to find the right scripture for this. So not being theologically trained, right, I decided that I think story, and then asking some questions and getting you involved in your feelings about hearing God was more appropriate with some backup, if you will, of scripture. So, hearing God has different meanings to different people. Obviously, we have 25 people sitting in here today, and it all means something different to everybody. So, I am not going to stand here and tell you what it means to hear God. I listened to many a sermon to try to prepare for this, read, dog-eared my Bible, you name it, to try to get ready for this. But I think it really comes down to what you as a congregation and guests believe is hearing God. So what did the story say to you?
Listen.
Listen?
Sometimes you only hear what you want to hear.
How many of us go through life experiencing that, right? Hear what you want to hear.
Sometimes we ignore what we hear.
We'd be talking to you all along, you didn't even know it. Right? I think it's very, very poignant. It just says, well, I don't know, I've been talking the whole time, but you apparently can't hear. So, what does it mean for you to hear God? This is going to be the open-ended question, right? What does it mean? What does it mean to you? How do you hear God?
I think sometimes for me it's a kind of a small voice that lets me know if it feels right. And that can be in many things. For me, mostly it's nature, you know, smelling the dirt and listening to the birds and the trees and water and desert landscape or whatever. And if you have that silence, mostly silence around you, I feel like I can hear and feel God better.
Okay. So you're getting your voice, you're hearing God through things, through your surroundings.
Through what he made.
Through what he made.
Or she.
Okay. Or she, yeah. Jacob.
I feel like I hear God through my dreams. Whenever I go to bed, every single time I sleep, I hear something. But sometimes I remember, sometimes I don't. So I can't really tell, like, fully but sometimes I don't know things he's trying to tell me, but most of the time I do because of my dreams.
Good. Dreams in my 3 weeks of study, it certainly is one of those things that, in a way, God speaks to you. Tony?
So this actually happened to me. I had a very high-stress job as an operations manager for a nursery, and it was getting to the point where it was actually physically killing me. And so Linda had always told me, you know, just quit. You know, we have a business, and the ultimate goal was that I would always work with her. But, it was good. It's like, well, you know, why? That's kind of stupid to do that. So, but it was getting to the point where I was traveling, I wasn't home, I was gone all the time, and this one night, I told her, I was like, I just can't do it anymore. And the stress was just so intense. I was sound asleep. About 1 o'clock in the morning, I heard this loud voice, "Do not quit." It was a loud, thunderous, shook me to the core, "Do not quit." Woke straight up, looked around in my room. There was absolutely nobody there. It was in a hotel room. Nobody was there. It's like, okay, did I hear this? Did I dream this? And at that point, I went, shoot. I was going to say something.
I think you're fibbing.
And decided not to quit. And good thing I didn't, because I think, you know, that was a, you know, I was at that point that I was not going to be there anymore. And that made me stay. And in the long run of things, you know, 2 months later, I was let go, which was, you know, first I was really mad because of everything I had done for the company. Second, right away, it was a huge relief. It was like, got it. And since that time, everything has been so much better. And it's, you know, sometimes you do have to listen. You know, that one was, I think, different than everybody. Some people say that they've heard the voice. You just go, okay, sure. Well, I mean, and then when it happens to you, you're like, oh my goodness. There's something out there when, you know, you need help, you just gotta ask. You know, and I did. I mean, every night I was always praying, and I read a lot about angels and different things. And it was very substantial in the change of how I have, you know, kind of became down my path.
Mm-hmm. Great story. Thanks for sharing that, Tony. Steph.
Well, mine kind of leads off of Tony's with, I guess it's paying attention when things are going wrong during the day. And I might not get somewhere, or I might be really late. And I realize at the, you know, end of the day, this may be God talking to me, telling me this is not where you needed to be. The next day, I might find out there was an accident that was right there, and I would have been right in the middle of it. So that's my way of actually listening and hearing.
Well, yeah, Chip.
I think that, you know, sometimes it's a thought that's not your own thought, or a direction that you didn't expect to go. But I also feel like God speaks to us through peace, you know what? And so when I, you know, there was a sermon that was preached a long time ago, and I'll never forget it, because she'd say, you know, as you take steps in life, if peace follows, take another step. But then if you take another step and peace doesn't follow, then you go another direction. I just always thought that was a really wise way to kind of deal with life.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And in my infinite studies for the last 2 weeks, peace was certainly a method of God communicating with us. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Go ahead.
I use the upper room for my devotions. Sometimes when I'm reading them, I'll start to cry. And I don't hear God, but I feel his presence. It's hard to explain. I feel you're real. You're real. And it's like a peaceful feeling that comes over you after you get through crying.
You're probably at peace while you're crying too, I'm guessing, right? So I'm kind of with you. It's from the written word for me, personally. I read it and I go, the aha moments, right? When it comes out and attacks you, the words come out and hit you, right? They call that rhema, if I didn't get the terminology wrong. But when the words come out and speak to you, right? Awesome. So I'm hearing peace. I'm hearing the word from the Bible. Oh, I missed another one. The voice.
Yes. One more thought. Uh-huh. Sorry.
No worries.
Other people.
Other people, yeah.
Through other people.
Yeah, sometimes absolutely.
I'm like, it's amazing.
It is. And some might want to call it irony, you know, but I believe that there's a big power up there, and he or she is looking over us and doing those things. So other people, I'm glad you brought that up, because that's been a big push for me as of late. And some of you know this already, coming back to the church and getting into a true loving relationship with God via someone who is an awesome pastor, right? That's what got me started. I think I'm self-sustaining now. It takes a lot of work, right? You might have heard the term war room, right? And there was a movie about it here not too long ago either. But I have a hutch that I've had since before I met my beautiful wife that I open up, and it's just got my Bible notepad in there. And that's where I spend my quiet time. It's in my man cave, which is nothing more than a bedroom, but it's got a lot of shelves and junk in it. But at any rate, that's where I hide out. That's where I spend my time reading, so I can be one with God. So what else? What other thoughts do you have? I'm going to cross off all this stuff because I have. Anything else? The other ideas about how you hear God? So why should we listen to God? There's a big question. Okay, we hear him or her, right? Why? Who cares? Jacob.
Because it's right.
Because he's right. If you recall, those of you that are here, there was a sermon in which he talked about truth, right? It's a great segue to that, right? So because he's right. Why else? Why do you want to hear God?
I think God always has the best intentions for our path through life. Mm-hmm. You know, we may not always be on that path or whatever, but I know that he always, for me, I feel like God has always been trying to guide me back to, you know, the right path to just be a blessing to others, you know, and be a good father and a good husband. And it's just always this constant, you know, back and forth. But like Jen said, following the peace, you know you're on kind of the right path. But I think God wants us to be the best possible version of ourselves we can be.
Absolutely. Great. That's great, Sean. So I see these things leading back to peace. Almost everything I've heard someone say in here today kind of leads back to the peace concept, right? Being at peace. So we look for God for, I'm going to throw some stuff out there, direction, right? Kind of what you said, right? Why do I want it? Because I want him to tell me if I'm doing it wrong. I want him to show me the right way to do it, okay? Stop me if you want to chime in there. Your conviction. So you can strengthen your conviction. That's certainly worked with me. It's been a help for me. Could be a warning. Could be, I shouldn't make that appointment in San Diego today. There's something gnawing at me, right? Come to find out there was a 6-car crash and you wouldn't have got through there anyway, or you might have been a part of it. You never know. Encouragement. How many of you need encouragement in your lives? Nobody? Nobody need encouragement? Okay. Sometimes it's just that simple conversation you have with God. Say, this has been a heck of a week. I could really use some positive input to my life right now. And get that from the written word. Get that from speaking with God. Maybe listening to God
You know, I was going to say too, I also think sometimes when you're talking to somebody, somebody says something and they're like, oh my goodness, this, it was just at the right time in your life that you needed to hear something. So when you said earlier, I think God has people here working with other, you know, you may go through something bad, but it may not necessarily be totally bad for you. It's because you're doing something to help somebody else. And if you can take a step back and go, why am I in this situation? And not take it as a negative and take it as a what positive can I get out of it? So I think people help each other and we're all helping each other. God's using us through us in a lot of different ways as well.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And isn't that part of a congregation where you have, you pray together, you strive together, you suffer together, you grieve together, but you do those things as a congregation to uphold each other under God, right? Great point. Any other thoughts about why we should listen to God or why does God speak to us? I did pick out a few pieces of scripture that I thought were somewhat poignant here. It's all poignant as far as we're talking about. Make sure you understand that. John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Luke 11:28, blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it. Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Right? Hearing from the heart. And the last one I'll read to you is Job 33:13-16. Why do you complain to him that he responds to no one's words? For God does speak, now one way, now another, though no one perceives it. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls on people, Jacob, right, as they slumber in their beds, he may speak in their ears and terrify them with warnings. Tony. So, great, we're on a roll here. What could prevent you from hearing God? What do you think? What could prevent you from hearing God?
Not being willing to listen.
Not being willing to listen. Right.
We can do it all.
We can
I can do it all.
I
don't need help.
I don't need no stinking help. Yeah. Jacob.
Not paying attention.
Not paying attention. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How many of you have never not paid attention? Right? Yeah. How many have not listened to that significant other in their life? Right? I mean, can you relate that? If you're not associated, there's a lot of finger pointing going on there. Luckily, the camera's facing me. So, if you can't even communicate with your own significant other, your spouse, your husband, your wife, how are you going to communicate with Jesus? Right? So, you got to get to know the man or the lady, right? In God's name.
I was just thinking, you know, just thinking about how God meets us where we are, how we don't necessarily, you know, we fight so hard to be perfect and try to live this perfect life, but I think God just wants our hearts to be open, that he chases after us, and that he loves us where we are, and then he uses those mistakes and the times where we were angry with him and all the times that things didn't work out, and he uses that for good and changes it into a positive, and then all of a sudden you're more compassionate towards other people in those situations, or you know, so I feel like in our failures and in our mistakes, that's almost where God can use us more, to where we're more humble and more open to his heart and his ways, and we see people through his eyes.
Thank God that he challenges us. Thank God he chases us, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Great. Great. Because I wouldn't be standing up here right now if he didn't chase me personally. I can guarantee that I'd be sitting in the man cave right now watching YouTube. Why else do you think you could be prevented from hearing God? What are your other thoughts? Any? Nick?
This topic, this subject... kind of reminds me of the men in the temple that scoffed at the lady, that the old woman that gave all that she had, and Jesus gave them a tongue lashing, telling them that essentially that their hearts were hard and that they didn't really understand really anything about him or about the word. And I think that it's a matter of the heart. I think that, you know, you can hear, but if you really hear, then it affects what you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Great point, Nick. So there's being there, and then there's being there. Right? Are you really listening? Are you really communicating with God, or are you just going through the motions? And it's the case that Nick was talking about it. I believe that was part of a sermon recently, which is kind of ironic that you brought that up, where the woman gave her 2 cents, if you will, or pence, whatever it was. And the rich around her were, like Nick said, scoffing at her and ridiculing her. But Jesus defended her, not them. So maybe we don't know God. Maybe we need to communicate more with God. I'm going to go through this list unless you start talking. Okay. How about low self-esteem? Anybody ever have suffered with low self-esteem in this room? Okay. That may prevent you from believing that God even wants to be associated with you. Right? How about guilt? You've been arguing with guilt down there. Right? Feeling of guilt in your life that, you know, even God isn't going to forgive me for something. So why would I talk to him? Why would I take that chance? Too busy? How many of you here are too busy? Yep. We've all been too busy. Unbelief? When I gave my testimony, I tried like heck to become an atheist. I really did. I thought, no, I'm going to chest this. Right? I studied and I read and I watched and it didn't work, right? Because that was the wrong path. Right? Yeah. Well, that was my unbelief path, if you will. How about anger at God? Anybody ever been angry at God? Can you communicate with somebody when you're angry with them? If you're mad at your wife or your husband, and you're mad, are you going to communicate with them? No, it's done, right? Now you just wait for the water to settle, and then you go back to talk and communicate. Rebellious spirit? Anybody ever had a rebellious spirit in here?
Oh, gosh, no.
No? That is good to hear, because I was kind of worried somebody might have, right? Maybe you reject a person or circumstances that are bringing you the Word of God, and that causes you to turn off. I think I've heard people say that in here before. I've said it, right? So there's lots of reasons that you may not be able to hear God or listen to God. So kind of to wrap that up, do you think you can have an effective conversation with Jesus if you don't believe in him, if you don't talk to him, if you don't understand him? No, it's not possible. Right. I've heard some people saying here they've heard a voice. So has anybody here heard God's voice other than the cup? No. And we talked about how you could hear God's voice through your heart, through the written word, right? Through circumstances. How many times you can pull up to an intersection you normally go through with the green light, right? And just one time you're thinking, yeah, I'm slow down, look both ways. Sure enough, somebody comes through, bow, right? Would you have done that the day before? Probably not. Probably just zoomed right on through. So I'm not saying it is, but it's a sign. It could be a sign. It could be a way of just communicating. That's a really low-end analogy there, but you get the idea. What are things happening? Is it, you know, does he speak to you through the way the bird flew by your window? Were you just thinking about somebody that loved birds, and all of a sudden a bird flies by the window? You know, I'm oversimplifying this, but you get the idea. There's lots of ways that God can be communicating with you. You know, open your eyes and open your heart to hearing it. So with all that said, what do you think needs to happen for you to be able to hear God? Is kind of the opposite of what we just talked about, right? What needs to happen in your life for you to better hear God?
Humility.
Humility is awesome.
I think you have to open your heart.
sometimes I think we get hardened to things again with a lot of the things that you mentioned prior. One of the things that resonated with me was anger. And so if you're feeling angry, your heart is hard, and you need to have an open heart to accept God.
Absolutely.
And what he's telling us.
Absolutely.
I was gonna say, but you know, grief, through grief and things that we can't control,
mm-hmm.
I think that can bring on anger and emotions that I feel like, in a way, only God can help us with, that God can actually help lift those griefs and help those emotions and take them for and carry them for us. And so I don't think it's always our 100% control necessarily, or like giving that trust and control and faith to God.
Good. No, I like that. Tony.
You know, it's a real good trust and control right now is our president. I'm just taking a step back and going, God has got a plan here. What is he doing? I'm waiting.
We're listening.
Exercise our patience and our ability to listen, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So I'll just throw some things out there and see if you agree or not. How about time and effort? Do you have that war room? Do you have that place where you hide out in a quiet place? And Luann does. She demonstrated she does. Does it take time and effort in order to do this, to communicate with God? Absolutely. Stillness, same with silence, right? You need to slow down, take that breath, find a place where you can have that communication. Goes along with then self-control. I think I've heard words to that effect. Right? Being able to control that and open your heart. Any other thoughts?
Oh, when you were talking about time, the thought that came to me was when you ask somebody if they'll go to church, I don't have time. So my answer to that is, oh, okay, what if God decided he didn't have time to let the sun come up tomorrow? What would you do then?
Yeah, or revive you when you're under the defibrillator, right?
Right.
Yeah, you know what, I'm kind of busy.
Right.
It's not your lucky day. Yeah, that's a good point. Other thoughts on hearing God? I'm going to put it in a nutshell for us. What do you think? What if you're going to use one sentence to describe hearing God, what would it be?
Listen.
Believe.
Trust.
Faith.
Love. I'm getting goosebumps. Awesome. Very good. Thank you. See, he did all the talking, I just had to stand.
To contact the Menifee United Church of Christ, or for more information, go to menifeeucc.org. Thank you for listening.